December 31st, 2007, it's a Watt from Pedro show. From Pedro Show, that was John Coltrane starting off the last night, 2007, here in Pedro, with Things Ain't What They Used To Be. And then we had Sambica Eye by Yakumo Goto Society, Nishiki no Mia. So they make traditional music, and with me is Vinny Vegas from 21st Street.
That's right. What's happening? Happy New Year. I hope everyone's being safe tonight.
What was your favorite gig of the year?
Oh,
2007.
God. That's the tough one. Let's see.
Did you play any gigs in 2000?
Just not too many. One with Timmel, and one with Craig and Raul and those guys. Those were fun, but the favorite one that I went to see, I liked You and Money Mark at Harold's. It was a good one. But I don't know. It's hard to say. There's a lot of good stuff. Any show that Todd or Kid Kevin put on, they're always fun ones, you know? With that Underground Railroad to Candyland or Killer Dreamer shows. Boy, I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on that right now. Give me a couple songs, I'll tell you my favorite show of the year with Conviction. Thank you.
Yes. We just heard Submarine Volcano by Shusei Baba, and prior to that we heard, let's see, Fishhead Martyrs of Jonestown by the Sunken Landscapes. They're from Long Beach. And prior to that was Circus Alien with the Colonel Drop. And
they're from Italy.
And they're from Italy. They're Italian brothers. And prior to that, I was thinking of my favorite show of the year. Was definitely the Spits in Long Beach at Babe's Warehouse, there where her and her dad live. That was, they played with one of Todd's band. I think it was Candyland that night. It could have been Toys That Kill. And that show was, it was like high energy. It was just packed and crazy. The Spits always put on a good show. So that was my favorite show of the year.
I think I seen Toys there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played there
one gig. Favorite you got music this year?
Oh yeah, favorite record of the year.
Oh, before I ask you that though, you said it's coming on 20 years you've been in Pedro.
Yeah, I would say about 2 weeks ago, the 17th or the 15th, somewhere around there, was my first time moving to San Pedro. I got kicked out of my house in Harbor City. And I came over here and stayed with my buddy Brooks Mastin, my friend Tina Benavides, and Tyler. Tina and Tyler went out and they stayed on the couch. And Brooks lived on 19th Street in Pacific. And then I stayed on the floor for 25 a week, but I ended up giving like just 50 a month. And we stayed against above Gabby McDonald, you know, it's a local person, you know, somebody you definitely don't want to make angry. And, yeah, so my first night, my car got stolen with all my clothes in it. Welcome to Pedro. That was great, yeah. It's been a love affair ever since. Love this town. And it was weird because...
What was the next pad?
15th Street, Craig Ibarra.
Okay. There's a connect there with the reactionary singer.
Martin. Dan Burovich. He was our buddy. Well, I have the... if I use for a bass amp at home, the PA he used to use, or the speaker he used to use for 15 inch. And he used to hang out with Rick Puglisi. He slept on his couch, and me and Craig, and, you know, Rick Puglisi and Chris Wapshaw, we all knew each other, and Martin slept on the couch, and Aaron White. You know, there's these two houses. They were on like 25th and Hamilton, or maybe it was like right below where 25th bends up to towards Western, down there. It's Hamilton, I think it is. And it was Marty, Nick Pasiglia, Aaron, and Rick that lived there. And then me, Craig, and... Oh, shoot. Sorry. And me, Craig, and Brent Bailey, which later turned into me, Craig, and Mark Olmos, that lived on 15th Street. So that was the connect where we had fun and stuff. And Marty, man...
Before you went to San Francisco.
Yeah. He taught me about Ramona's burritos, and how if you put them in the oven and just wait that extra 10 minutes, they're way better. You know, I mean, instead of microwave them and having soggy, like, whatever.
We call them dung bags.
Yeah. Now, my first pad in Pedro was where you and D. Boone started, I guess, the Minutemen, according to your folklore, you know, in that same building, 525 19th Street. There's a special piece of property. Pad. Yeah, we were in the back west, and you were back east, right on the alley, I think.
Right on the alley, yeah. In the car. Not me, D. Boone was, but that's where we started the Minuteman. Right. Joe Biza was living downstairs.
Yeah, so we had a lot of friends that lived there. We had friends that lived in the front one, too.
He said, yeah, he'd see us at gigs and stuff. We thought we were trippy people. And, but, yeah, I thought we were... didn't have a we're playing and we were doing the way we put together the songs. There's no amps, we just used the bass and the guitar, so he couldn't hear any of that. But to keep time, then we started with no drummer at first before we got Frank Tonchi.
Yeah, scared.
So to keep time, well, that's later. We got two gigs in, but this is to keep time. We're stomping on the deck, you know. Right? And Joe Biden thought we were some crazy.
Well, they're brawling or something. They're square dancing or something. Joe, man. Joe was awesome last night.
Saturday.
Yeah, Sack, man. He was awesome. He always is, but they were right on that night. Jack, man, they were smoking.
They were smoking. The whole thing was really good. There was, in Pedro, you know, top floor of the La Conga, which yeah. tripped Jack out. He liked that name.
Oh, he did? La Conga.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been
La Conga. So, after 15th,
oh, then 15th was, after 15th was a trailer at my grandma's place in Florida. She just died a couple days ago, respect her, bless her soul. Mm-hmm. She's 92. And I stayed in a trailer with her for a couple months in Clearwater, Florida. That was interesting.
That ain't Pedro.
No, I was just there for 2 months. And then after that was 12th and Mesa. And then I came back to Pedro and went to 12th and Mesa. And lived there again with Mark Almos and then Peter Loggins, buddy Don White, Don, Stuart Bailey.
Now that ain't far. I'm 14th, you know, half block east of Grand.
Yeah, those 12th.
In those days.
Oh, that's where you were staying at?
Remember? I was in a pad that had one outlet.
Really? Wow. See a lot of extension cords or what? Just get them going out. Octopus, get them going out.
I'm telling you what.
That's crazy.
The story was that pad was up in downtown L.A., built before electricity, and then they brought it down to Pedro, like on wagons. Perkov's owned it. Vince.
They moved it, huh?
It was one room pad, and the stuff all came in from the bulkheads to a point where I didn't really have to move to be able to touch anything.
How long did you stay there?
10, 12.
Oh, that's...
No, 14 years.
Wow.
Was it? Christ, I can't remember.
And then what was it, 23rd Street after that, or what?
It's a hard one. It's back to you after 12th and Mesa.
Yeah, 39th. The Point. I was in heaven. Bad roommates, though, couldn't keep their rent up, so shortly after that I went to Crestwood.
My sister lives by the... She's in Brother Matt. Pleasure Point.
Oh, yeah. Dude, over there,
El
yeah.
Grotto.
When I went to Crestwood, it was the other side of town. Learned about the Enchilada House. You know...
Which is way on the other side.
Yeah. And stayed there for a good while. And then after that, I actually went back to 39th again. Shortly. And then after that, did a little travel up north. Came back. Was by the Busy Bee. Where I got another car Locker. Stolen. Oh, and I was on 25th and Alma with a girlfriend for a while there. After 12th and Mesa, that's right. That's before the 39th. Yeah. And then I was with Craig by the Busy Bee on 24th and Walker.
Look, let's listen to some more music.
from bow and pining.
That last song you heard was Manhattan Indians by Yaimalo, and before that was The Fear by Jeffrey Burton, and before that was It Paints to Be the Flame by Boris.
Yeah. It's like Yximallo.
Yeah, I don't know how we pronounce that.
I don't know. We don't know.
So if anyone knows, please drop a line.
Probably that cat. He knows.
Yeah. At least
so, okay. What was the last pad?
After Craig, by the Busy Bee, was 21st Street, right below Gaffey. I stayed there for 7 years. And I moved next door to my current pad where
that's when I was living at 23rd.
Yeah, you, me, and George had the triangle. George was on 21st and Cabrillo. Yep. I was 21st and Gaffey. I'm still there. And you're 23rd and Gaffey with Dirk and Tone.
And Tone.
Tone, the guitar player, man. He can rip it. The Cleaner Pool.
He's been on a couple shows doing the.
Yeah, I saw
him
do
cycle.
He jammed up the spin cycle. He broke it loose. He's fantastic.
He's
that day.
My oldest friend in Pedro. I met him in grade school.
And the fodder for one of the better reactionary songs. For those Tony Gets Wasted in Pedro.
So, and then from there you ended up where you are now.
Yeah. And I'm going to stay here as long as they let me in that place.
Actually, one was just in back of the other.
Yeah, it was right next door. It's in back, but it was different properties, so it was a different layout.
We're out of time.
Kick ass. I'll see you in round two. Ding, ding. I'm sorry, G. I don't know what to do.
December 31st, 2007. It's the Watt from Pedro show. We'll be right back.
ら終わり、瞬くよ。
mother, your children, what are we dying for? It's not mine.
So we started off hour two with 1977 by The Clash. And after that, we heard Thousand Night Voyage by Yaka Makiko. And after that was Broken English by Marianne Faithfull.
Now, you never seen this rock and roll circus.
No, I'm not
in it. With the Who. What was a Rolling Stone thing? And they had the Who and Jethro Tull with Iommi from Black Sabbath.
Yeah, Tony.
I think they're the only band that lip syncs. Taj Mahal starts it off.
I like Taj Mahal.
He's righteous in this.
Absolutely.
He's dressed kind of cowboy.
It's his thing. That's totally his thing.
Singing great. The band's... Is it Jesse Colin Young or something? I don't know.
It was the Rock and Roll Circus as a movie they put out? Or
no, it was supposed to be for television. The Rolling Stones wouldn't let it come out or something. I don't know. It's been floating around, though, for a long time and as boots, and now it's out. Now, you've been in some bands.
Yeah, not much lately. But
no. Know. Just like the Pads.
Yeah.
Talk about the bands. First one.
The first one? Okay. Well, I played in fourth grade. I played the flute in the band at La Cresta Middle School. Elementary School. And then my second band, I guess, would have been sixth and seventh grade, when I played the trumpet in the band at Daffel Gray Middle School. And then in ninth grade, me and some friends were sitting around at lunch and wanted to get a band going. And I got a bass. You know, we had these friends, Brunar and Britton and Russell, and they all played guitar and kind of sang and kind of switched off that way. And me and my buddy Terry didn't play instruments, and so I'll play the bass. And he's like, okay, I'll play the drums. And that was Forgotten Trust. Our great band. I think we formed that one.
Where did you prac? Garage?
Yeah, you know where 9th Street turns into Marlest Drive? Right up there. My buddy Runar, his dad hauled all this like electronical equipment, and he would take us to like swap meets and stuff and buy these real cheap Big Muff distortion boxes, you know? You have to take
them. Was this band all Hill Dudes or Pedro?
It was Hill Cats, man. Yeah.
Because you're...
That's where I was going to school. Yeah, 9th grade, yeah. And then,
Did you do gigs?
No, we just, you know, had a band. We didn't do no gigs or nothing. The one band after that was Disturbance. And then I left the band for personal reasons, and after that they did a few shows. But my first gigging band was in San Pedro, with Craig Ibarra.
Right.
Because Rick Puglisi and Pat Spears had, like, the talent, and Craig Ibarra had all the art skills for these crazy looking flyers, and he would book these parties. And then I probably had the least talent in the band, or the least to contribute as far as talent or booking shows, but I had the car, which is pretty huge back then. You know, and I'd wear a G-string, so that would make up for maybe a little more visual activity than I could throw down on the fretboard, if you know what I mean. It's kind of like Greg Brady in the Brady Bunch when he was Johnny Bravo. He fit the suit. That's how he got the gig. He fit the suit.
Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't have the talent. Why'd you give me the gig? Fit the suit. And then right after that, I got on a little roll. I kind of increased in my level a little bit. And I got with Mark Palacios and Mark Olmos for Food Chain, which at that time was my best accomplishment, I guess. We might call it accomplishment. And personal. And then Late Night Grind fell right after that. And we just didn't really practice. We'd just play parties. Easy stuff, you know. And let's see. I was in Rig for a hot minute. I know there was something in between that. You know, there's numerous times when you just play with people and you don't even have a band name. You just play to play.
What about the Ghetto Bird thing I played on?
Before Ghetto Bird was Secret Crease with Adam Gaxiola and Nick Pasiglia and Timo. We played Timo songs, and that was the first band I was ever in. I don't know about you guys, but Do you ever listen to music where it makes your hair rise up on your arms or your neck a little bit, like when you really dig it? Because music's powerful. It's got that. It is. It's trip. It's got the power to move, change molecular energy by raising your hairs and stuff.
Yeah.
So when I really dig something up, if my hair is standing up, it's good. And I played two songs with Timo. They were his that he wrote. And well, it was the first time in my life while I was playing music that I made my own hair stand up. Without gentlest of doing my own things, I kind of thought, oh, this is probably legitimately good. At least I think it is, because the forearm hairs are standing
up.
Yeah, hair up, you're good. You know.
Want to hear some more tuning?
Yeah, and then I'll fill in the rest of my nonsense. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Just heard Fruit of the Truth Indigo by Harineko. I'm sorry.
Harineko.
Harineko. Sorry for stumbling on that. Prior to that, this one's easier. Prior to that was 23 by Blonde Redhead. I guess, did you say that was an Italian band?
Two Italian brothers and one lady from Japan.
Cool. And then before that was Come Home With Me by Righteous Animal. So I guess we were talking about bands I was in before that. Is that what I'm supposed to talk about a lot? Alright, so I forgot where I left off. I played in Rig for a small bit. And, oh, I was in this band, Elvis Knievel. No. I was in Secret Crease with Timo.
And what's your favorite color? No, blue.
That's a Monty Python reference. So I played in Secret Crease with Timo and Nick and Adam. That was the funnest thing up to that point. That and Food Chain, if that were the one, two bands that made me the happiest. I don't know, No Comprende was good too. Then I played in Elvis Knievel for a while. And that's when I got more into guitar. I bought my first electric guitar on, it was a New Year's Day. It was a 98 or 97, because I'd been playing bass up until then. And then after that, Elvis Knievel. Oh, I did Ghetto Bird. It was more stuff I did recordings with Aaron White. I'd mostly borrow beats or sample some drums and play guitar and bass over it while Aaron sang. I guess that's about it. Oh, and I jammed with Craig and Rawl a few times, but we never had a band name. I wanted to call it... Oh, yeah, I talked about this already. It's Raining Man or Lady Chablis. I thought that was a good name, too.
But the last time I saw you, you were playing with Timo.
Oh, that was Secret Crease. That was another incarnation of Secret Crease that Timo calls
and Harold.
Ice Cream and Sleeping Pills. It's named after Timo's two... That was last year. It's named after Timo's two of his favorite hobbies are ice cream and taking sleeping pills. So, and that was basically Secret Crease, but instead of Adam and Nick, it was Bob Archer playing the guitar where Adam would, and Raul playing drums where Nick was. And that's pretty cool. Actually, we're ready to do that again because Bob's always asking me about it, and Timo's ready too. But Timo's been sober about a year, and we'll see if he wants to come out and play. We'll throw it out there for him. I think he's ready though. So, and he's not sober like going to AA sober or the cops made him go sober. He got tired of drinking and barfing, basically. Should we see, what do we got? Should we do some more music? You want to hear more about my friends barfing?
No, that's cool. Future.
Yeah. Oh, Future. Record. Just four tracking it on my little Fostex four track. And I'd like to play music. I don't know what I got going on. I was going to ask maybe Sean or Susie. Susie from the Soviets, who goes out with Sean from Toys That Kill. I think.
When was the last time Mr. Man played Harold's?
6 weeks ago? 2 months ago?
Raul told me he was supposed to play with you that night.
Yeah, he didn't want to do to both bands that night. And then he wanted, you know, and then he was kind of game for it, but he didn't want to do it. Raul didn't want to do it that night. And I don't know if it's because he's playing with you guys first. Well, I know he told me, well, I want to play with Watt, you know, first because you out there, be fresh or whatever. And you guys always play on the earlier side, so. Yeah, he just didn't want to do it, you know?
What'd you think of this gig last week at La Conga?
I thought it was a good show. I was under the weather that day. If I didn't have friends visiting from Colorado, I wouldn't have showed up, probably, you know. I just was a little bit tired. But yeah, the show was good. Jack's band was good. I missed you guys, I'm sorry. Showed up late. Saw a little blow, Saccharin was good. And Todd's band was good, too. They had a lot of people bailed out, but everyone that stayed there was totally into it. So.
What about Scott's New Blows?
Scott's News Blows. Effortless Blows. It took me a while to get used to the band without Christian. Took a little while to get used to it without Ferdy. What is? Yeah, check it out. I've always liked the band, so, you know, the Blows are good. The Blows are good.
Was that other one from Hawthorne?
Is it, Dios Malo?
Malo?
Dios Malo? Yeah, I missed them play that night, but I'd seen the keyboard play with Todd. Did they play after Saccharin? Or before?
Far.
It was before, yeah.
And then downstairs, what kind of scene was that?
Downstairs was kind of like, you know, you get your black button-up shirt. You're in the... It was karaoke, kind of. It was like karaoke.
Still 7th Street in Pedro.
It was like on the Love Boat, the band that would have been playing on the Lido deck on the Love Boat, kind of thing like that, you know? Get your crushed velvet tux. So I always liked horns.
What about the short drive?
The short drive was nice. Yeah, it was only a few blocks local. Actually, I like the cheese factor. You have the cheesy, like, older people downstairs, and then, like, the young punk people upstairs, and I like when they all go outside to smoke, and when you get the amalgamation of the both groups, it's interesting. It's pretty good. They're selling tacos out in front. It's $5 to get in. It's all ages. It's not bad. It's not the optimum place for a show, but they're doing good. They do it right, you know? I don't know how they're paying the bands and how that works out, but haven't heard any complaints, you know. We got a show on the 25th.
Some people, they know that are in Tierra?
Yeah, the guy's related to him. The guy that owns it. I don't know his name. Wow. And because
we were a pretty neat band.
Yeah, absolutely. Some oldies. Some K-Earth style. I was going to try to sing one of their songs, but I know I'd butcher it. We should play a Tierra song. Do you have one? Tierra, what's that, the little crown that you wear?
No, that's Earth in Spanish.
Okay, well,
Tierra is the little thing you wear. Okay.
I'm not going to be able to do it. Thank you.
All right, that last chunk of music, we started off with Isuka Tokyo Miita by Kazuki Tamaokawa. I'm sorry if I messed that up. And after that, we heard Kirishi... Oh, Watt, help me with this one.
Kyosho.
Kyosho. And that's the song, and the artist is Yuriyura Teikoku. Excuse me. I just had a sake. I'm feeling a little disoriented here. The last one was at a good temperature. The first one we had him way too hot.
That's a famous guy. He's been around rocking in Japan there a while.
How long?
5-6 weeks.
And then after that, I think I can pronounce this one. We heard Pull the Trigger by Yucca.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with that.
Now, we're at the end of the second hour of the December 31st, 2007 Watt for Pedro show.
Come on. Right? That's right.
And guest Vinny Vegas.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Coming all the way across town.
It was a good couple blocks, yeah. I miss Brother Matt. Wish him the best.
Yeah, miss him big time.
And Bob Lee and Elise Thompson are having their annual New Year's Eve party tonight.
Wow.
So, shout out to them. I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
Hold tight for our three. December 31st, 2007. Well, for about 7 more minutes. We'll be playing some music, but when the time comes, we'll cut away.
That's right. No way dragging, right?
Okay. Watt for Pedro show.
Yeah, we got our own gunshots.
Here's 2008. Coming up. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 2008!
Yay. Happy New Year! Whoa! They're dropping the ball. They're shooting off their guns.
They are shooting the guns. See, I told you about that. See her?
Yep.
Now, what do you think about the Dick Clark voice?
Dick Clark doesn't sound too healthy. He looks all right. That last bit of music started off with Hororo Morvo by Ian. And after that was In Memory of a Long Travel by Hiroko Ara. And after that was The Perfect Me by Deerhoof.
Yeah, you never seen Deerhoof.
No, I didn't.
They kick up some dust. That band is wild. Yeah.
Where are they from?
It's a great thing. I think they live in San Francisco. And here the
fireworks going off right now.
Yeah? Like Chinese New Year. A little bit. Anyway, what about older cats?
Older cats? In what way?
We're just talking.
Oh, Dick Clark. Yeah, no, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, no. I mean, I think Dick Clark should do his thing, you know, as long as he feels right doing it, but...
But what about poems and things?
Oh, man, I'm down with older people doing their thing, you know?
Right.
Totally.
A supermarket in California. What thoughts I have of you tonight, Walt Whitman. For I walk down the side streets under the trees with a headache, self-conscious, looking at the full moon. In my hungry fatigue and shopping for images, I went into the neon fruit supermarket dreaming of your enumerations. What peaches and what penumbras, whole family shopping at night, aisles full of husbands, wives in the avocados, babies in the tomatoes. And you, Garcia Lorca, what were you doing down by the watermelons? I saw you, Walt Whitman, childless, lonely old grubber, poking among the meats in the refrigerator and eyeing the grocery boys. I heard you asking questions of each. Who killed the pork chops? What priced bananas? Are you my angel? I wandered in and out of the brilliant stacks of cans, following you and followed in my imagination by the store detective. We strode down the open corridors together, in our solitary fancy, tasting artichokes, possessing every frozen delicacy, and never passing the cashier. Where are we going, Walt Whitman? The doors close in an hour. Which way does your beard point tonight? I touch your book and dream of our odyssey in the supermarket and feel absurd. Will we walk all night through solitary streets? The trees add shade to shade, lights out in the houses. We'll both be lonely. Will we stroll dreaming of the lost America of love past blue automobiles and driveways home to our silent cottage? Ah, dear father, gray beard, lonely old courage teacher, what America did you have when Sharon quit poling his ferry and you got out on a smoking bank and stood watching the boat disappear on the black waters of Lethe?
Now it's jazz. The place is roaring. All beautiful girls in there. One mad brunette at the bar, drunk with her boys. One strange chick I remember from somewhere, wearing a simple skirt with pockets, her hands in there. Short haircut, slouch, talking to everybody. Up and down the stairs they come, the bartenders and the regular band of Jack and the heavenly drummer who looks up in the sky with blue eyes, with a beard. He's wailing beer caps of bottles and jamming at the cash register and everything is going to the beat. It's the beat generation, it's Bayat. It's the beat to keep, it's the beat of the heart. It's being beat and down in the world and like old time lowdown. And like in ancient civilizations, the slave boatmen rowing galleys to a beat. And servants spinning pottery to a beat. The faces. There's no face to compare with Jack Mingers, who's up on the bandstand now with a colored trumpeter who outblows him wild and dizzy, but Jack's face overlooking all the heads and smoke. He has a face that looks like everybody you've ever known and seen on the street in your time. Sweet face. Hard to describe. Sad eyes, cruel lips, expectant gleam, swaying to the beat, tall, majestical. Waiting in front of the drugstore. A face like Hunky's in New York. Hunky, whom you'll see on Times Square, somnolent and alert, sad, sweet, dark, holy. Just out of jail. Martyred. Tortured by sidewalks. Starved for sex and companionship. Open to anything. Ready to introduce a new world with a shrug. The colored big tenor with the big tone is blowing Sonny Stitt clear out of Kansas City roadhouses. Clear, heavy, somewhat dull and unmusical ideas which nevertheless never leave the music. Always there, always far out. The harmony too complicated for the motley bums of music understanding in there. But the musicians here. The drummer is a sensational 12-year-old Negro boy who's not allowed to drink, but can play. Tremendous, a little lithe, childlike Miles Davis kid. Like early Fats Navarro fans you used to see in Espan, Harlem. Hep, small. He thunders at the drums with a beat which is described to me by a near-standing connoisseur with beret as a fabulous beat. On piano is Blondie Bill, good enough to drive any group. Now Jack Minger blows out and over his head with these angels from Fillmore. I dig him. Now he's terrific. I just stand in the outside hall against the wall. No beer necessary, with collections of in-and-out listeners, with Bernie, and now here returns Bob Berman, who is a kid from West Indies, who barged into my party 6 months earlier with Dean and the gang, and I had a Chet Baker record on, and we hoofed it at each other in the room. Tremendous. The perfect grace of his dancing, casual, like Joe Louis, casually hoofing. He comes now in dancing like that, glad. Everybody looks everywhere. It's a jazz joint and Beat Generation mad trick. You see someone, hi. Then you look away elsewhere for something, someone else. It's all insane. Then you look back, you look away, around. Everything is coming in from everywhere in the sound of the jazz. Hi. Hey. Bang. The little drummer takes a solo, reaching his young hands all over traps and kettles and cymbals and foot pedal boom in a fantastic crash of sound. 12 years old. What will happen?
They were 12. But they're not 12. Every time I hear the air, especially the wind out there, I think of the eyes like in a doll opening and close. Da-da, mama. Saha. And Soho. Blackberry, bittersweet Larry, from Okefenokee, came across the clue, it followed through, became the worst of the poetry of Shelley. I didn't say Shelley, too bad. I mean, too glad, contemporary now within a generation. So they decided then there to name the fountain after old, Lady Lou, or was it Beer Barrel Nelly? What a belly, I know it was the result of Farragut. Oh dear, what a struggle. I don't know, Mr. Eldard, if your mom and circumstance could ever quite come after your visas. Roll up your pants. They seem to be waiting for, yes, the sunrise from Montebello. No, another fellow. Oh, never laugh when hers go by. Of course it comes across, like it would fly, indeed, it must, ready, I tell you now, we say, hurry up, we must prevent that crime, hurry up, we'll get there in the nick of time, we're gonna be way away tonight, no, I don't know, yes, I think so too. It's a coach. No, it's a coach. Once more the horns invaded the western coast. But, I'll say, it could, it would, it should, it could.
Unless there's a problem in the kerosene, or unless there's water in the gasoline, how does Fairfax me? Because I am going on. If me fear or else me, I see, or me, I mean, there's no air in the spare, but plenty out there. We'll get to then. 60 per without a fare. Well, there's a problem somewhere out there. An anxiety that's come across, we will has come to it soon anyway. I say, go and go and find the pole. The pole, you know, is not the one. Then the one, you know, the pole is not a pole no more. Unless there is another stage. What? No. Here. Well, undress. Dress up. Get there. No. Pick up. Guadalupe. No. Who is this? Barbarossa. No. Henry Christopher. No. Balboa. No. Boulevard. No. Juarez. No. No, I know. Of course. Say, old man, I can't wait. Custer's group, and then I'm going to find the troop, and then, I will be with her, without her, the winner, without her, blue red, and blue.
Black ice is on the asphalt, and the street lights make it shine. Blue iris is the beginning to fall, and the night lights fakes its lines. The heart is always first to know the future, last to hold the problems of that homeless mind. The bird followed me for seeds. Its eyelids were not open, and it fell prey. I named it Betty Broken Song. Only the wisdom of luck can follow the tangled infinite numbers of paradise that glisten and dance along the westbound rails. Under the stars lay its darksome dens of clay. Carnival rides. Get your tickets now. Guess how many human variables here tonight? Throw a quasi-ergodic curve in space and win a hat and a hot water bottle. Hit the perpendicular harmonic oscillators with plasmatic hammer. Ring the bell. Win a rational connection to an irrelevant difference. Win a date with Sita, the breakaway gene. Ride the survival machines through spirals passing their origins. Find the hot wire of neutral neural circuitry with all the seashells and galaxies you can carry to the end of time. Win Roy Acuff's great speckled bird. Omatada, omatada. Through the compound eyes of bees and other insects, the old reality feels come alive in the flickering flowers of the honeybee's flight, like mirrored lights in the Mardi Gras night. Stationary objects flick on and off, waggle dances to the queen's call, cheap beads from piled taxes of the night. Hail a taxi through the universe. Tonight, sweet dreams, food, and dancing on the strings and the scenery
passing swiftly to the drumbeat of the hive. Come back down the ultraviolet paths of things. We cannot see, but we can get drunk in prayer and puke. Photosynthesis, ground up spectacles once again in the mind of dawn's flight, chewing the same old world.
Just heard Picking the Blues by Memphis Mini, and before that was Black Ice is on the Asphalt by Charles Plimel, and before that one was
Hey Charlie,
you know he's out there, one of the Charles Manson girls got released from jail today. I forgot which one it was that they had on the news. She's like in her 70s, the one that tried to shoot Ford. Anyhow, speaking of Charlie, and I like the title of this one. William
Ain't
Tell
that Charlie, man. This Charlie's cool.
No, I know. I like the title of this. William Tell Overture. That was Neil Cassidy.
You don't know that song?
No, man.
Neil Cassidy version, but...
Oh, that's what that is? All right, then I do know it.
All right.
Thing that I couldn't hear it prior to then. And then reading from On the Road was Jack Kerouac, and prior to that was one of my personal favorites, A Supermarket in California by Allen Ginsberg.
All right.
And that's what we had going on there.
Let's hear it for the man of words of substance.
I've been reading this guy, Borges. You know about him?
Borges?
Yeah, he's from Argentina.
Nah.
And there's a story called The Aleph.
I haven't heard.
Immortal. Yeah, incredible. Check him out. Give us the scene report on Pedro Bantz.
What's doing? Well, let's see. We got Todd's got Todd Congelaire and the Bible Children, and he also has Underground Railroad to Candyland. They just put out a record. Killer Dreamer just put out a 45, and about a half a year ago put out a record, so they're staying busy. Angela and Banana have a new band with the girl named Tiana, which is called No Ma'am. And Dan Destructo has SS Fun going with Toys drummer Chachi and RJ on guitar and Tony on bass. The Leeches will pop out there every now and then. Every couple of months we got a leech gig. There's the Grimes. I don't know if they're doing anything anymore, and I don't know if Sleepover is doing anything anymore either. Those are a couple that come to mind right now.
Now, what about bands of yore?
Oh, like ones we want to hit. Like, I wish Diggit was still playing. I'd like to get them going, just bass and drums with Dave Love singing. That was really solid. I'd like to see Dave do another band regardless.
Fearless Negros, Second to Last.
Yeah, Second to Last.
Hardball.
Yeah, Hardball played with them
Ball
once.
Ball Gag.
You know what? Ball Gagger, I think, was from Torrance or something.
Is that right?
Yeah, or Redondo or something. I forgot those girls' names. They were, I think, two sisters. They were good. They were cool. The Ball Gag. And Renee had Big Lucy, which was cool band. I saw her for a hot second the other night at your show. Renee is a proper chick. She's cool.
Jared, the Second Man drummer, was in a Pedro band. 20 Sack or something?
Yeah, I forgot the name. It was something like that.
No disrespect. It's hard to remember.
He's not doing it anymore, is he?
It's Scissor.
Yeah.
Well, I think Pete, Second Man organ player, still got... Angry Johnny.
I didn't hear that. I haven't heard them, yeah.
Damn. I don't know. So maybe I know about some more Pedro bands than you.
Yeah, you're out there, man.
All I would know is Barman.
Craig Ibarra, he would, too. I called him up tonight. I wanted him to come over. He's already out. Yeah, Craig would definitely know. Rawl's pretty good with that stuff, too.
First time in this pad. We're not at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point.
No, Watt's new joint. Laying here on the shag carpet.
You on the deck?
On the deck, taking the load off my back. It's nice. I like this one better than your last joint. It's a better feng shui for sure.
Yep. More music.
Maichi, futa no kubi ga toku. Maichi, futa no kubi. punk and Judy is a runt. They both went down to Berlin, joined the Ice Capades. And oh, I don't know why. Oh, I don't know why. Oh, I don't know why. 'Cause they might die. Oh no, they might die. Oh yeah. What'll we ever do if Jackie and Judy die?
Russia, 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 Russ Come よく清らかに安らぐ時その無限であれと空は言う捧げたものはもう一気は帰らん大きな白い白い雲が飛ぶんだ心の糸を食わせ呼ぶ池の足の爪を見つめて青く青く深く燃えるように明らかに雪が降るんだと人は言う心の糸を琵琶と呼ぶこの街の上に広がる紅の通過一人一人のどこへと繋がる岩間の光が道に溶けていくとかじっと見張って飛び立っていくその爪を長旅に手を振るんだああ粉々になったねの糸はピアをなす私が踏んできたら今日の一枚一枚を包み込んでもう一度極悪を告げなすピアはなるか外誰に気づかれないようなスピードを残して優勢と絡まるとハーフの坂町中島の塩かぬがやみ巡る秋の茶線は二重を残ったつかの間に口をすぐで手を引き合う人と人と人との心の糸がピアをなすめる扉の向こうの回路風もなく香りもなくただもう張り裂けることもなく時は今自分の身を乗せる君の瞳深く運転手のために時は今君の瞳を深くにやる雪山の桃の実は一番夏の墓石の段に開けて雪山の桃の実は同じ色したユーモアの中に嘘をつくライセルに違いないんだ神様こっちは何も勝る理想というんだ神様人は石の狭間に光る心の糸を琵琶と呼ぶ捧げたものはもう一度は帰らんやがて私も地獄となる時に時に琵琶は私の外に
We gotta do this quickly here. The first song of that last group of music was
Final Group.
Final Group.
But first batch of songs for
2008. Butaniku by Aiko. I'm sorry. Ah. And Judy is a Punk by the Pawner Society. After that was Liar Liar by Madam X. Or as Watt would say, Madam XD. We don't know. I think it's Madam X. And then after that was I Walk with Bad Leg, 100 Pets.
That's my theme song.
But Watt was kind of thinking, how could you walk with a bad leg? You'd be more crawling or hobbling. Weird. Now, according to the notes here, it says fake
Yeah, that's backwards.
It's backwards. So after that was The Rice Festa of Oglesville by Mimi Unagi. And then came Fake ID by
Unagi the, Eel.
Yeah. Exactly, it's
Mimi Eel.
Exactly. It's one of the sushis that's actually cooked. And then after that was followed by Fake ID by the Go Team. Then was Thunder Coop.
Except it was written down backwards. See the arrow there?
Yeah.
But Mimi, the eel, Onagi, is the one without band. Without instruments. And the other one was with the band. They're both bands.
Well, it was vocals.
One's vocals, yeah. Okay. The other one's got vocals, too, but the eel, the Mimi Onagi, is only... Come on, we're running out of time. Yeah.
So, Thunder Coop by Akikio Nagasaki.
Thunder Koopa.
Thunder Koopa.
Yeah, three words there.
But Akikio Nagasaki.
Yeah, was bass clarinetist.
Yes. And finally...
Eric Dolphy. You gotta listen to him.
Jammed...
Big bump on his head. Jammed with Coltrane. Did long practice.
Long ones.
He didn't know he's diabetic. I heard things like, yeah, he didn't know, so they'd get a big jar of honey to do all these hours of prac.
Keep the fucking sugars going.
Eric Dolphy, incredible musician. I mean, that guy. Wow.
And the finally was...
What?
Izu Raffaello by Hooko. I hope I didn't mess that up too bad.
Hooko.
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 Sorry. Sorry, Komenesai.
Komenesai. Well, I'm Komenesai.
Yeah. Vinny, thank you very much for coming aboard and reading all these songs all night.
Yeah, it was a blast. I had a good time coming over here. It's always
there was
fun.
A lot of songs. This is one of the most songs I played on a show, but bringing 2008, I wish you the best. We got plans, music, got Missing Men gigs with Calvin Weston. Can't really get into too much here, but
yeah, you got busy
coming
week.
Up next week. But I hope to do another Hot from Pedro show, maybe right before. But this guy, Calvin Weston, first played with him when I was a Minuteman. He was James Bud Ulmer's drummer. He's a teenager then. He was didn't even adjust George Hurley's drum kit and flew that baby. We did three gigs with him. Oh, man, you wouldn't have believed it. Georgie, too. And Amin Ali played my bass amp, and Ulmer threw D. Boone's guitar amp. Incredible.
Cool. I'll have to check that out for sure.
And then Black King album.
Early
February, right before I go on the Japanese tour with Sam Bennett Kramer and Yuko Araki.
Nelson okay. Bob Lee.
That's Black King.
Yeah, I'm right. Looking forward to that.
Done with the December 31st, 2007 edition Watt from Pedro show, even though it's 2008 now. We're a little bit into it, but not too long. And everybody, creative and...
create in 08.
And be kind to fellows.
And love ladies. And don't hate.
Yeah.
There it is. That's what you're meaning, baby. So we're going to create, we're going to shove some man, good mankind. Hey, thanks again, I appreciate it. Sorry for windbagging on you. Spiel, G. I windbagged you.
Keep your powder dry.
Sorry.